Take two, side two, September 4th, 1975. We ran out of tape on the other side as I was saying that the scrapbooks function as a marvelous research tool, and I certainly hope that people would become aware that these are available, covering the reviews throughout most, if not all, of his career, and to have them arranged chronologically, and one sees this amazing variety of journal and critic and the favorable response to the compositions of Eric. Moving ahead a couple of years, we can talk about unpublished songs in 1925, 1926, but we find something else new in 1927, namely a song cycle. This is a cycle of four songs on a text called Aus der Hirtenflöte by a poet named Kobold. I'd never heard this name before. Can you tell me a little bit about him and perhaps about the cycle?
Yeah, he was an elderly man, a Hofrat. Very typical. The Hofrat is a very typical thing of Austria. It is a man who has served in the government service and has gotten to a higher rank.
I see.
And most of these, especially in Austria, were very cultured people who dabbled in the arts aside because their offices left them a lot of time.
I see.
And he befriended Eric. I really don't know, because it was before my time, how he got to know Eric, but mm-hmm. he must have been quite taken by his gift and probably was an admirer and audience for Eric, and Eric was very grateful for this because mm-hmm. he had so little response from his family, as you know, and of the world yet. And so he gave Eric this cycle of his poems, and Eric composed quite a few, not only this cycle, but I think he composed a great many mm-hmm. of these songs. And I think they were also performed, because immediately when he wrote the something, there was usually some performance possible, but not all of these performances were of the same importance, when they were played, when a Duhan sang something, it was the Große Konzerthaussaal, and it was heard and then also reviewed very extensively. Or when the radio brought something, that was an excellent opportunity to get your name known, because at this time radio provided almost the only entertainment that was possible for people at home, and they were a great deal home, especially since the time was depression.
Yes.
Also, it was a great thing to be performed on the radio because the radio paid
mm-hmm.
for, and that was important to the composer.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't know much, because when Eric entered the circle, our circle, our specific circle, he did not, either the man had died or I don't know what had happened.
I see.
Yeah. I'd never got to know him.
Mm-hmm. Well, the year 1928 sees two significant compositions. The first of these is a piano trio. Is this an early example of absolute music?
Yeah, I think that is one where he tried, and I think successfully tried to go into more bigger forms, and also into what you call abstract music without mm-hmm. the... But the stimulus for this was his love for Lizzie,
mm-hmm.
and the trio was dedicated to her.
I see.
And the trio was very successful from the start, a very good young group of players took it under its wing. I think the pianist was Edith Wachtel, and the violinist was called Steiner.
Mm-hmm.
They were excellent musicians, and they traveled with it, and they went to Hungary and Yugoslavia and Romania and so on. So it was not only played in Austria, but also, so to say, in foreign countries.
Yes.